Well, hi and good evening everyone, it's Mac Ogan here, Mac, and it's February the 10th. The plan for today, or the subject matter for today, is accents, dialects, and do you have a boo voice? Before I answer that, I'll say that listening to quite a large proportion of the people that I do listen to, even some people I've just come across recently. Certain people have a natural voice. I don't think they're putting on not airs and graces, but I don't think that they're manipulating their voice for audio boo, for people to understand. I could mention several people who I think just generally are. And then there are people from Scotland who, depending what the region or what part of Scotland they come from, may well just speak in a natural voice for audio boo, because the local dialect is very good. I mean, an old saying or something that always came into my mind, that someone did say, that one of the nicest and most proper speaking of the English language is people from Inverness. Strange, eh? So, may have been settlers, don't know. Anyway, so yeah, that parts of Scotland have a lovely accent, the Western Isles in particular. Oh God, it's like the Irish. I mean, I don't want to segregate people and say I don't like this accent. I like this. That's not true. The Welsh is a lovely accent. Some of the English people's areas, regional accents. I don't like the London one for some reason, because it tends to say things like drawing and things like that. You know. So, but yeah, other regional accents of England and Wales. Certainly the lilt of the Irish and the western and northern coasts of Scotland have beautiful accents, and I don't think they would even consider altering their voice when they're speaking. However, this is a big however, I was born and raised in what we call the central belt of Scotland. So anywhere from the Firth of Forth to the Firth of Clyde, and north to south, probably in the region of about 20 miles either side of that. And of course there's local dialects, the Fifers have their own accent, and they're only just 20 miles away. But our dialect here in our area is, I consider, a coarse Scottish accent. It's not the nice, melodic, flowing accent. So yes, to answer the first question, do I have an audio boo voice? I do, and this is it. And it's not natural, believe me. Having to think how you're going to put things across so that people understand, basically, because I'm also talking slow, by the way. I don't know if people notice that. I know a lot of people talk slow because that is their nature. I'm talking slow because we talk very fast here. We're not the fastest in the country, but we're pretty fast. And so, if I could do the next bit, this is probably going to be difficult now, if I could do the next bit in what would be my natural voice for public speaking, then I'll have a go at this. But usually it's like everyone else, when you go to demonstrate something, even something as natural as your own language, it doesn't work. You'll start to slip back into this polite, slow-moving dialect. Anyway, here goes. Right. Round about our area, this is Bathgate, and we have got a no bad accent. I mean, we're no as bad as what the folk are just even 2 miles away in a place called Armadale. Now, the folks for the Dale, they've got a really coarse, absolutely coarse language. They've got their AMV sayings like Jane and Kane and Irish man, and then you're going to certain parts of Glasgow, and some of the Clydebank area, Clydebank working area. It would surprise you what the language is through there. These people have got a very, very lovely accent, but not the new age. I'm talking about the older people who came originally from there. We've got friends who stay in Bathgate, came from Clydebank, and they didn't talk like what we're talking. I noticed I slipped back into politeness here. That's hard. Anyway, but the dialects, even just in this area around about here, the new, is really coarse. We're not polite at all, and I always find that when we try to talk to somebody, even if we meet somebody in the street we didn't ken, we'll try and slow down and try and talk fancy for them and all that, you know. So it's just the way you things. We kind of just sort of like put things across. If we do it at this speed and the way we're talking and the way I'm talking now, folk just didn't care what you're talking about. They'll just go, what the hell is he on about that? I never understood a bloody word they said, you know. So that's how we talk around about this area. So and we're not the worst. I mean, my God, you could go some of the parts off Glasgow. I mean, if you go sort of like, it's like, oh, help Jimmy and all that, you know, Kim, I mean, big man. Well, that is no Scottish. That is a modern age language. So, didn't it? If anybody tells you that is any part of Scottish language, it's no. It is a modern age, big man, things like that. That doesn't belong to any Scottish accent or dialect whatsoever. So, anyway, back to where I was talking about. And, yes, I've got to keep... I say yes. See, I'm slipping again. I should be saying aye. We don't say yes. We only say yes if we talk to the priest. Yes, Father. But no, this is bloody difficult, you can. I'm doing my best here, folks. Just bide me for a wee bit longer, eh? So yeah, I'm talking in polite language when I talk on audio, but anything else that I'm talking to you like that, I just talk. It's totally different. It's not how I normally talk. And even educated people around the beat here tend to just blather on a lot of things and just ramble on. But we can all pick each other up, so it's not a problem, is it? So... Right, I'm going to stop there because you'll be saying he's babbling out the fool he's on some. I'm not on anything whatsoever. I just find this so funny for me to try and slow down and talk polite to folks. I'll tell you a wee story about that. Just a wee joke on this back. I was walking through the town one day and I met this big Nigerian couple. Oh my God, they had everything on. The big coloured capes and the things on their head and everything. And, you know, they were big folk, you know, big African folk. But obviously, we loaf these folk. And so they were kind of lost, and I went up to them and I says, can I help you? You're looking for something? Well, they were looking for a garden centre at that time. So I says, well, the garden centre's just in there. I gave them directions and that, and we blathered for a wee bit. As far as they could understand me, but then I slowed my voice down and done the old audio view act on them, you know. So just as early, I thought, you know, this is, I kind of let these folk go, I need to know something, you know. So I shouted them back and says, I hope you didn't mind me asking, like, where do you come from? And you know, the big guy just stood up proud as in and he says, oh, we're from Linlithgow, which is 4 miles down the road. And I was expecting this guy, you know how you expect people, and I was expecting this guy to say to me, well, from, I don't know, some unique part of Africa. But the guy obviously now took it as he stayed in Linlithgow 4 miles away. And he must have thought it was so funny that I was asking him where he came from, and the shock on my face when he told me, Linlithgow. And I'm going to wait, my God, I was looking for Nigeria or Botswana land or something, you know. So that was a wee joke in my own dialect there. But it was true, it wasn't a joke, but anyway, back to audio boo, and I'm sorry to ramble on so much, but I just find it so funny. I think it's great when people can do things in their own voice, and some just are just so natural at talking, and just have that lovely swinging method of talking, and we don't have that. So yeah, when we talk to people in this area, and it's quite a big area, thousands and thousands of people through the Central Belt, we have to speak in an educated manner, you know. We have to talk posh to you, and people think, my God, he's a clever bugger, that, isn't he? Listen to him talk. If you ever listen to Billy Connolly, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, folks, enough for tonight. I'll bid you all a lovely evening, and I look forward to the 11th of February. Cheers, Bernard. Cheery bye, new.